We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
There is no question that there are problems in this country between police and community.
Yes, you are a donkey.
To the latest on that police killing of a black man.
Now to new developments in the deadly spa shooting rampage.
And yesterday was a really bad day for him, and this is what he did.
And so we are in a state of emergency.
Okay, white supremacist violence is and always has been the number one threat to our society.
But I'm also very proud that my wife is white.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
All right, Charlene, please tell me, why was I your donkey of the day?
Well, donkey of the day for Monday, October 3rd, goes to Louisiana State Senator John Kennedy. John Kennedy is running for re-election to the United States Senate. His three main Democratic challengers are Gary Chambers Jr., Luke Mixon, and Sarita Stipe. Now, Senator Kennedy is running ads for re-election in Louisiana, and he is tapping into a strategy nationwide that both Republicans and Democrats are tapping into, and that's the public's fear about the high crime rates that are happening all over the country. I know folks want to say it's just Republicans doing this, but let's not act like tough on crime. Joe Biden, who gave us things like the 86 and 96 crime bills, isn't using the high crime rates across the country to his own benefit as well. Okay, President Biden's Safe for America Act is his crime fighting strategy that will cost about $37 billion. And the Safe for America plan includes money to hire and train at least 100,000 police officers. So yes, every politician wants to be the politician that can ensure public safety to the people, because that is something folks will think about when they are in the voting booth, especially during the midterms. Okay, well, Senator Kennedy is taking things a step further. He's not just pointing out that violent crime is surging in Louisiana. He's blaming it on marchers protesting against police brutality and for people who advocate to defund the police. Now, once again, for the billionth time, Defund the police simply means to fund alternative services such as mental health programs or job training that will reduce crime. I personally like that because it's getting to the root of the issue. It's easy to be tough on crime after the fact, but when you invest in people early and provide them the resources they need, you probably keep them from turning to a life of crime in the first place. But Senator Kennedy opposes measures to defund the police. In fact, this 30-second ad that he's running has a very specific request. If you don't like the police, in fact, he gives you an alternative. Can we listen to Senator John Kennedy's ad, please?
Violent crime is surging in Louisiana. Woke leaders blame the police. I blame the criminals. A mom should not have to look over her shoulder when she's pumping gas. I voted against the early release of violent criminals, and I opposed defunding the police. Look, if you hate cops just because they're cops, the next time you get in trouble, call a crackhead. I'm John Kennedy, and I approve this message.
Listen, man, I'm not going to lie. I try my hardest not to give these things any energy, because when I do give them energy, I'm just helping them advertise.
That's wild.
But that's hilarious. Okay, not only is it hilarious, it just shows how he's ignoring the concerns of a large group of people in Louisiana. And that's black people who are simply tired of being victims of police brutality. Look, I don't know what a woke leader is, okay? In fact, I hate wokeness. I wish some of these woke people would go take a nap because they're too tired. And when you're tired, you don't think straight. But to not listen to the concerns of protesters who are marching, protesters, you know, who are protesting against police brutality, to not listen to them is nuts. Okay, as a senator, you should be against police brutality if you're an elected official. That's it. Okay, but someone like John Kennedy will never truly be against police brutality because police are brutalizing the people that John Kennedy is demonizing in this video. And that's black people. And we just call it what it is. Okay, look, I'm not against police. I just want police to truly protect and serve. And I hate the racial disparities that exist within law enforcement. And when there's an emergency, yes, I'm calling the police. All right, Senator John Kennedy and all these people are smart enough to know that folks aren't against the police. We are just against police brutality. Okay, that's it. I just want to know what kind of advice is that from a public official to simply call a crackhead? That's all you got for me? We offer intangible solutions to potentially end police brutality, and you just telling me to call a crackhead if I'm against the police. Can we hear it one more time, please?
Violent crime is surging in Louisiana. Woke leaders blame the police. I blame the criminals. A mom should not have to look over her shoulder when she's pumping gas. I voted against the early release of violent criminals, and I opposed defunding the police. Look, if you hate cops just because they're cops, the next time you get in trouble, call a crackhead. I'm John Kennedy, and I approve this message.
By the way, violent crime and police brutality, are two different things. I don't blame police for violent crime. I blame the criminals for violent crime. But when police commit a violent crime to an innocent person, I want them treated like a criminal. How is that too? Why is that so hard to understand? That shouldn't be too difficult, right? Please give Senator John Kennedy the biggest hee-haw. Matter of fact, let Kathy Griffin give Senator John Kennedy the biggest hee-haw.
Please give this giant jar of mayo the biggest hee-haw.
How about my girl Chelsea Handler? Chelsea Handler want to say anything to Senator John Kennedy?
Hee-haw, hee-haw. That is way too much Dan mayonnaise.
What about the God Chris Rock? God Chris Rock got anything to say?
Cracker ass cracker.
Oh, okay. What about my girl down there working fast food? What she got to say?
Singing right there. What up? See, was that singing? Ain't that right there?
Uh-huh. It should say singing cracker.
Cracker!
There you go.
Cracker!
You be snorting a lot recently, bro.
Getting old. Mm. Getting old.
What does snorting have to do with getting old?
I don't know. I never used to snort before. Used to snort before COVID. Might be the vaccine. Blaming everything else on the vaccine. Be the vaccine.
All right, well, thank you for that donkey of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.